The following teleconference is recorded for Andrew LaPlante, Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees, Tuesday, June 17, 2014, 7:30 a.m. Central Time.
Good morning. I'd like to call a meeting of the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees to order. Andrew, would you call the roll? Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Workman?
Here.
Trustee Kane?
Here.
Trustee Cepeda?
Here.
Trustee Fader? Trustee Feingold? Trustee McDonald? Trustee Mulberry?
Here.
Trustee Nyan?
Here.
Trustee Rubin?
Here.
Trustee Stille? Trustee Tanner? Trustee Teske?
Here.
Chairman, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being here this morning. As you know, the June Board of Governors meeting will take place at UCF this week, beginning this afternoon and running through Thursday. This is an especially important meeting because it will include the presentation of our work plan for the coming year and our performance funding improvement plan. The work plan places strong emphasis on our university-wide campaign to address all the issues associated with successful and timely degree completion, and the improvement plan provides details about how we're addressing those challenges. We're going to share those with the board, the steps that we've recommended by our Task Force on Student Success, which include hiring 26 new academic advisors over the next calendar year, purchasing and installing the newest generation of advising software for use university-wide, launching the Jumpstart program for at-risk freshmen admitted during the summer term, and developing what we're calling flight plans for all undergraduate degree programs. These and other improvements align with best practices nationally, and we're confident that they'll have a positive impact on our graduation rates and academic progress. Many people throughout the university have devoted long hours to constructing the work plan and performance funding improvement plan, and I'd like to take the opportunity to sincerely thank them. The response that we've gotten from the Board of Governors has been extremely positive, and so we're very appreciative of that. These plans are critical importance to the university's future and to the success of our students, which lies at the heart of everything that we do. And now I'd like to turn the meeting over to President Kelly for his report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd also like to commend the provost and his staff for doing just an exceptional job at addressing the considerations in the metrics for the BOG. We know we had deficits in the areas of student retention and graduation rates, and they have really worked hard to put a plan together, a comprehensive plan that the faculty have bought into, as well as the staff, as well as student affairs. Collectively, I think, have done a fantastic job. I can't overemphasize enough the importance of the coming BOG meeting, the one that starts today. We'll be presenting tomorrow morning. At this time, we have $6.9 million riding on our improvement plan. That's $1.7 million from last year and $5.2 million from this year. At this meeting, we will present the overall plan for improvement, and hopefully it'll be adopted by the Board of Governors. Then in December, we will have show what we've done to date, and we will then, if we're successful in achieving what they believe our improvement would be, we would get half of our funding back. Then in May of 15, we would do yet another improvement strategy session with them to show what we've done, and we would have the opportunity then, with their approval, to get the rest of the funds back. So as far as the institutional budget, you can imagine the swing that a $6.9 million recurring line could mean to the institution, and the leveraging we could use for that to build programs across the campus. And speaking of programs across the campus, sometimes I think we take for granted that certain areas of the university are dominant. We hear a lot about neuroscience, and that's exciting for us. Our sports management program, the MBA program this year, just made national news. Globally, it was selected as the number six international program in the world, and that's out of 500 programs that were ranked, and it was also number four in North America. Jim Reardon, who runs that program, has done a fantastic job, and I think we I sent Jim a congratulatory note and got a response back from him. 90% of the graduates are employed in the sports and entertainment industry, and I'm very excited about the future of what we're doing at FAU. I assume that, Gary, is the highest ranked program of anything that we do at the institution.
I believe that is.
So that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman. Another good week of national and international news.
Thank you. Andrew, do we have any public comments?
No public comments.
Okay. Thank you very much. Need the approval of the minutes of our May 20, 2014 meeting.
So move.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion carries.
Hey, Andrew, Dave Fader's on the call, just so you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Moving to our consent agenda. Andrew, has anybody requested that any item be pulled from the consent agenda?
Nothing pulled.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented?
So moved. Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. We have two additional items that were added to the agenda for new business. The first is the approval of a ground lease extension for the Marine and Oceanographic Academy operating at HBOI. I'm going to turn it over to David Keon and Provost Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we apologize that this was not brought before the Strategic Planning Committee at our meeting earlier this month. We had not received back from the St. Lucie County their requested changes to the existing lease until this past weekend. It does need to be, we do need to bring it before the board today because it's an extension of the lease that expires on June 30th and it's for the school year. And this board won't meet again until after the school year begins, so we need to move forward now. Fortunately, it's a very easy extension that we're requesting because there were no terms that were changed. We thought that the school board may seek some changes, but as it turned out, they are simply asking for an extension of the five-year lease for another 5 years on exactly the same terms. This was something that we developed back in 2009, shortly after the completing the merger with Harbor Branch. It provides for a choice high school experience for students in St. Lucie County on the HBOI campus. This Marine and Oceanographic Academy that they have is a school that St. Lucie County students attend, full credit, but it offers joint programming with some of the researchers and faculty through Harbor Branch. So we are participants in this unique endeavor. It's been very successful, and we folks at Harbor Branch are enthusiastically encouraging us to extend the lease. So the original lease provided for the school board to pay all expenses associated with maintaining the academy and set an annual rent which has increased annually at 3% each year. And what the proposal is to simply take the current amount based on that 3% escalator, which is $51,471 for the upcoming year, and to establish that as the base rent for this year going forward and then continue the 3% escalator. So it's essentially exactly the same deal as what's been in place for the last 5 years. Provost, anything to add?
Yes, sir. I would just add, you know, this is one of these wonderful programs that we're in partnership with the school district. I think as we go forward, looking at the strategic plan with marine coastal environment being one of our signature themes, I think this is an opportunity for us to just continue to do some really good work with the school district in St. Lucie County. And I can tell you, In response to a question from Trustee Stille, that Megan Davis is looking to expand participation up into, or into, down into Martin County and up into Indian River County. There's about 400 slots in the academy. Currently, there's about just over 300 that are filled. So there's an opportunity for some expansion to include some of the other surrounding school districts, which I think would be, you know, a wonderful opportunity for us. Of course, as provost and as former superintendent, this looks like a pipeline to me of undergraduates into our program, and I think the more of that kind of thing that we do, we should. As David said, our faculty at Harbor Branch are actively involved in this program. They help in the academic program. They provide about 20% of the instruction over at the academy. It gives the students a wonderful opportunity to be exposed to faculty and researchers working in the area of ocean and marine science and technology. And just a kudos to them up there. The students have been involved in something called the Manatee Bowl, which is part of a national ocean science bowl that's led by Harbor Branch and the University of Miami, the world's still marine school, marine sciences. And the academy there has won the regional competition 2 out of the last 3 years, and this year placed 9th at the national competition in Seattle. So I think this is a program that we certainly want to continue with the school district. It's well established. I think there really is a great opportunity for us to continue the program. So I highly recommend that we continue at least for another 5 years.
Okay, any questions?
Yes, this is Trustee Teske.
Okay.
The question is directed to our attorney, David. In the event a high school student is injured at HBOIC, obviously St. Lucie County insurance is prime, but if the lawsuit amount is in excess of the policy that St. Lucie has, are we liable?
Probably not, Trustee, because the St. Lucie County School Board would enjoy sovereign immunity, as would we, any amount that of a judgment in excess of the cap of liability under the state sovereign immunity law would have to be approved by a claims bill that would be approved in Florida legislature. And typically, first of all, those are very, very rare that claims bills are approved. And when they are approved, they often are approved cognizant of whatever excess liability insurance is available.
So they would have to have a representative from the state foster that bill before they would before we would ever even be considered liable, correct?
Correct. Not only foster it, but then get the approval of both houses of the Florida legislature.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
This is Trustee Dr. Feingold. Hello?
Yes. Trustee Feingold.
Dr. Perry, I think your idea is really great. Hopefully this could be expanded to the other counties, like you said, as a feeder into our undergraduate division. And I want to know, is there a degree, master's degree or bachelor's degree in these kind of programs that we can recruit high-quality students into from around Florida as a magnet type program?
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Feingold. We are currently, we'll be bringing before this board in the fall a new master's program in marine science that will be established at Harbor Branch. In collaboration with the College of Science. The degree will come out of the College of Science, but it will be situated really at the Harbor Branch facility. That's not to say that we wouldn't brand Harbor Branch down here in Boca, because we have marine science students here. At the undergraduate level, we used to have a Bachelor of Science with a concentration in marine science. We did away with the track system a number of years ago in the College of Science, so students can still major in marine science. And down the road, the thought was that we would reintroduce marine science at Harbor Branch. And therefore, you know, this would be able to be a program through from the K through 12, we hire through undergraduate, through graduate programs. Many of the faculty at Holbert Branch are, of course, part of the Integrated Biology PhD program, and they have graduate students there. So we're moving towards putting some full academic program and really taking great advantage of the tremendous resources we have at Holbert Branch to train students in ocean science, marine science, ocean technology. And our ocean engineering and the engineering college are participating in this.
Great. Thank you very much. Sounds great.
Any other questions? Okay, can I have a motion to approve the ground lease extension?
So moved, Chair.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. The next is to authorize the engagement with the Bernard Osher Foundation. And this is also Mr. Keon and Ms. Davis.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the beginning of what we expect will be a very exciting and very fruitful relationship for the university with the Bernard Osher Foundation. The foundation operates out of San Francisco. Osher was a very prominent, successful businessman and set up a very generous endowment foundation, and one of the key interests of the Osher Foundation is supporting lifelong learning activities at colleges and universities throughout the country for what they refer to as seasoned adults. Very nice adjective. of course, FAU has one of our true crown jewels is our Lifelong Learning Society. And so the Osher Foundation has been in contact with us about supporting our Lifelong Learning Society, both in Jupiter and in Boca Raton. The Osher Foundation provides operating grants and endowments to lifelong learning programs throughout the country. They currently have 119 endowments nationwide. And over the course of several months of discussions, they are offering to provide...
I was a 2 minute late, go with you.
With the largest endowment that they have ever awarded. Because of the size and the success of FAU's Lifelong Learning Program. They are proposing ultimately to award a $4 million endowment to our Lifelong Learning Program. The process by which the Osher Foundation engages and ultimately awards such endowments is a two-part process. First, they enter into an operating grant.
Wow, great.
Trustees, can we please mute our microphones or your handsets? It's a two-part process. First, it begins with an operating grant that the Osher Foundation awards the university. It's a $150,000 operating grant. It is based on a budget that is submitted by the university. We have already done that. We will be splitting the $150,000 halfway between Jupiter and Boca Raton, and we will be providing reports to the Osher Foundation of the expenditures of the operating grant in accordance with the proposed budget. That operating grant would last from July 1 of this year to June 30 of next year. At the conclusion of that report, of the grant period, we submit to them a report showing how the funds were expended, reviewing the relationship that we've had with Osher over the course of the year. And the Osher Foundation is satisfied with that. They ultimately make a proposal to their board to award an endowment, which, as I said, they have already agreed they will make the recommendation if everything is met satisfactorily. in the amount of $4 million. That would then be the subject of a separate endowment agreement that we would bring back to you as well as to the SAU Foundation Board sometime in late 2015 for your approval. But what OSHA requires to begin this process, which would conclude then, by the way, with the name change taking place and the complete relationship being cemented in 2016 and 2017. But what they require at the outset, before the award of the operating grant, the $150,000 grant that begins this process, is that the university make a commitment that in the event that the OSHA Foundation fulfills the operating grant, provides us $150,000, and further then, at the conclusion of that operating grant period, that we satisfactorily enter into an endowment agreement with them for the full $4 million, that the university will change the name of our Lifelong Learning Society to the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. We do not currently have a naming partner on our Lifelong Learning Society in either Boca or Denver, and so therefore this is an available opportunity for naming. But again, we are not asking at this time for the naming approval. The OSHA Foundation process is very clear that they are seeking simply right now this board to authorize the president to enter into the operating grant with them and to make the commitment that in the event that the operating grant is successfully completed and an endowment agreement is successfully approved next year after the operating grant, then at that time the university will change the name of Lifelong Learning to the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute. So therefore, we are requesting at this time that the board authorize the president to accept the operating agreement and to confirm the university's agreement to change the name of the Lifelong Learning Programs to the OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute at Florida Atlantic University if we complete the operating grant and an endowment agreement, and ultimately an endowment grant is ultimately awarded next year. And Joanne, Advancement has been working extensively with the OSHA Foundation for about 9 months, I believe. Do you have any additional comments?
No, thank you, David, for the complexity of this. But we are really excited, and it's really to commend LDS, BOCA, and Jupiter because of their national reputation. OSHA is quadrupling their typical fee. So thank you, David.
So we respectfully... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Any questions? The naming of the Lifelong Learning Organization, have to have any approval or anything?
They do not approve. They do have input into the various aspects of the operations of Lifelong Learning, and certainly that would include naming. Part of the point of the operating grant, the reason why OSHA insists on doing this as a two-part process, is they want to engage with the university over the course of the year. As OSHA's representative put it to me, he said, we look at this as a long-term marriage, the endowment grant, but before we get married, we'd like to date for a year. And so in this year, they will be working with our lifelong learning programs. And one of the things, one of the criteria for the award of OSHA endowments is a vibrant volunteer association, the Lifelong Learning Program. So they will be interacting with our advisory boards, both in Boca and in Jupiter, and seeking their input and assessing the vibrancy of their involvement. And they're both terrifically involved boards, so we're very confident that that would be a good relationship.
And if I can add, both LS, Boca, and Jupiter have both submitted their boards a signed letter endorsing it.
Any other questions?
Yes, Chair. Joanne, it broke up a little bit, so I wasn't sure if I understood. Is what I think you guys said is that in return for a series of requirements on our end and $150,000 on their end, that we rename Lifelong Learning Center in Boca to their name? Did I hear that correctly?
No.
No, this is it's two separate gifts, essentially. It's a $150,000 operating grant, which involves no naming at all. But in that $150,000 grant, they've asked us to commit from the president that if it goes well, and if they propose, if they submit a $4 million grant application, that we would move forward. So the naming comes with a $4 million gift.
That's the part I didn't hear. It sounds much better. Because, again, it was breaking up, and I'm like, I don't think that I heard that we were renaming Lifelong Learning for $150,000. You wouldn't do that.
No, I'm glad you questioned that.
Good. That didn't seem like a fair trade. Good. That wasn't a fair trade. But $4 million, now we're talking. That's a good place to start negotiating from.
Any other questions? Okay, all in favor of authorizing the engagement with the Bernard Osher Foundation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Do any members have comments they'd like to make at this time? Hearing none, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much for accommodating us today, and look forward to seeing you in September. Have a good rest of the summer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you all.